Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank you for an opportunity to present our project at this conference. In this slide, you can see basic facts about the town of Martin. After becoming the mayor of the city of Martin, I got familiar with the fact how huge the legislative competences of the mayor are, and I came across the amount of disadvantageous contracts that were signed without breaking the law. However, but it was clear that the public interest was not the priority. I found out that the holes in the fence, which should act as a legal protective barrier for public finances and assets for corruption, were so large that they allowed anybody to sleep through with full pockets without breaking any laws. I decided to launch the complex package of anti-corruption measures, which included all the areas of public life, like public finances, public property, public procurement, employee recruiting, contracts, and invoices. We wanted to set the legal standards that went way above the mandatory legislation in Slovakia, and we also wanted the public to be interested in their municipality and give them a chance to easily get information and monitor our work. Another important goal of our project was to save the public finances, because especially nowadays during the financial crisis we have realized that not even the municipalities but the state as such is lacking finances. With this project we also wanted to increase the trust in the municipality, because it is a general trend that the public interest in what is going on in public services is decreasing. It is reflected in dropped numbers of voters during the elections. The public has lost trust in decision-making of the elected officials because of the corruption. In the cooperation with the Transparency International Slovakia, we made an audit that consisted of the diagnosis of an existing state of corruption possibilities. The outcome of the audit was a 60-page document in which Transparency International Slovakia identified 17 key policies that might have an effect on the extent of corruption in the town. Shortly after that, Transparency International Slovakia prepared another document which contains a set of anti-corruption recommendations. Immediately after the beginning of our project, we could see its positives. The transparency has increased and the public is more interested in what is going on in their municipality. But what is also important is the amount of public finances that our town has already saved. We are much more attractive for the foreign investors. On our webpage, the public can find all the information about our town. There is a list of all electronic auctions through which we purchase services and goods, investing shares, contracts, invoices, my calendar, the town budget, and grants. Every first Monday a month I have an open door day, which means that anybody can walk right my office and talk to me about any problem they have without having an appointment in advance. Every second Monday a month I have meetings with the public from different parts of the town. I personally think that the most important success of this project is the usage of the electronic public auctions. As you can see in this slide, there is a number of registered companies. During auction, we cannot see their names because every participant is presented by a unique code which changes during auction. When the auction is completed, the winner is that company, which accomplished strict requirements and offered the best price. When the auction is over, the unique codes change into the names of the companies. The public can monitor all the electronic auctions retrospectively. In this slide, you can see how the price was going down during the electronic auction. Using electronic auctions from July 2009 to the December 2009 helped our town to save 150,000 euros, which represent 28% of the procurement cost. Bid auctions are a huge benefit. It assists in saving procurement costs, decreases expenses for the purchase procedures, shortens the time between announcing a tender and purchase itself, and it restricts the space for corruption to minimum. On our webpage, the public can find all the contracts and invoices the town has made so that anybody can easily find information on tender calls, process of ongoing and closed transactions, read a concluded contract with a winner of an electronic auction, or check an invoice with the actual sum of money paid by the town to the contractor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this slide you can see our database on our project website. On the left side you can see name of the company we are paying to, amount paid, date of payment, and on the right side you can see what we paid for. We also made a massive campaign to increase public engagement in public governance and public finances. We used billboards and over 20,000 flyers in each mailbox to invite people to look under our lid and to inform them about the tools they can use to monitor not only the elected officials but the town hall employees as well. Another interesting feature about this project is that I personally proposed to limit my statutory competencies in order not to be able, as a mayor, to sign inexpedient contracts behind closed doors. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention.